Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Sorry, I was late getting back in here. Welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Walker Wildman. And Walker, what's the latest you've posted there on today's Issues?
Well, I posted
Facebook page.
A link where you can support India Partners through American Family Radio. You can go to AFR.net. And your donation, American Family Radio will in turn put your donation towards India Partners Project. I also posted the One News Now story about Trump, President Trump, and Prime Minister Netanyahu's meeting yesterday at the White House, and several other articles.
Today's Issues Facebook page, check it out, and you can comment on the show there. Steve Jordahl from American Family News and OneNewsNow.com is also in with us this half hour. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Tim and Ed and Walker, and good afternoon, everybody on the East Coast.
Nobody knows about this in this room, I don't think, except me, because Fred Jackson just brought it to my attention. He just brought me this news story. This is from the Associated Press Dateline. It's breaking news on OneNewsNow.com. OneNewsNow.com, I don't even think, Steve, you may not even know about this. Olympia, Washington. The Washington Supreme Court has unanimously ruled that a florist who refused to provide services for a same-sex wedding broke the state's anti-discrimination law. Baronelle Stetsman, who's been our guest here on American Family Radio, a florist in Richland, Washington, had been fined by a lower court for denying service to a gay couple in 2013. Stutzman said she was exercising her First Amendment rights, and her lawyers immediately said they would ask the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Thursday's decision. Had you heard about that yet, Steve?
No, I had not.
So that means getting Neil Gorsuch confirmed
right.
to the U.S. Supreme Court is very important, because if the Supreme Court agrees to hear this appeal from the Washington State Supreme Court, we would need another conservative, and that still might not be enough, but we would need another conservative on the Supreme Court in order to give us a shot at restoring religious liberty to its proper place in this country.
It's a shame that we talk in such strident political terms when we talk about the court, because the court's job, as I know that we've said many times and Abe has said so often on this program, the court's job is to look at the law and look at the actions of an individual and judge it against the law. Now, ostensibly, they are doing this because Washington State does have a non-discrimination ordinance and it has all the GLBTQI alphabet soup in it.
Right.
But what they're ignoring is the First Amendment, and I think this is ripe for the Supreme Court to handle, because there are so many of these kind of cases running through the courts. They're going to have to pick one eventually and rule on it. And I do think also that it's going to take a little while for it to get there, so that there is time for Mr. Gorsuch to get on this court and weigh in on this.
Yeah, this is important, because it boils essentially. I mean, you can look through all the laws and this or that and court rulings, but it really just boils down to, should faith-based businesses be forced to provide services to an act that goes against their religious beliefs? And essentially, that's what they're saying Ms. Stutzman must do, or you're fined. I think she was fined $130,000.
Well, let me give
no,
it.
That, well, I don't know that. I know that was the Kleins, one state below in Oregon. They were fined $150,000. Was that Baronelle Stutzman? Was she?
I think Baronelle Stutzman may lose everything. I think she's been sued even as an individual. not just her business. I think her home is in danger.
This article by the AP says she has been fined $1,000 plus $1 in court costs and fees.
But that's irrelevant. Oh, well, it's not irrelevant. It's money. But what the court is also insisting on is that if she wants to continue in business, she can't just pay $1,000 every time someone comes up. She has to start providing those services.
Let me make a very important distinction here, which I think I don't know what the Supreme Court of the state of Washington had to say about this argument. You have this woman, Baronelle Stetsman. She's a great grandmother. I mean, and just a wonderful Christian lady. We had an opportunity to give her an award at the Values Voters Summit a year ago, September. Very humble, sweet lady. She has this business. It's a florist shop. And she had sold flowers to gay people all along.
Right.
She didn't have – she would sell flowers to anybody who wanted to come in and buy flowers. She didn't ask them what's your sexual orientation before I sell you flowers. So that was never an issue. Nobody discriminated, She just had a floral shop and she sold flowers. Here's what happened. You had a homosexual couple, friends of hers, who wanted her to do their wedding, a wedding ceremony. Not come into the flower shop, buy some flowers, have a nice day, leave. They come in, we want you to do our flowers, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, here, at our wedding.
That's correct.
Come to the church. Put the flowers up.
That's not 8-to-5 business. That's something you're doing outside of your normal operation. So, and it's also a very serious ceremony. So Baronelle Stetsman is a evangelical Christian woman. She doesn't believe that homosexual quote weddings are appropriate from a Christian perspective, right, Ed?
That's true, and I've used this example before, and I think it helps people get over the hump.
Right.
You know, some people may go, I just don't know. I'm going to use myself as an example. Let's say I own a floral shop. Let's just say I do. I'm not a businessman, but let's pretend for the moment. Let's pretend I'm good looking too. All right.
Right.
As long as we're pretending.
While we're pretending.
You can self-identify however you want to, Ed.
And,
right.
And my best friend Billy. He's married. My wife, Billy, and his wife, we're good friends. He cheats on his wife with his secretary, divorces his wife, and decides to marry his secretary. And he comes to me and he says, Ed, we've been friends a long time. I want you to do the flowers for the wedding. I say, Billy, look, I can't. What you're doing is wrong, and I'm not going to take part in your wedding. I can't do the flowers for it. What you need to do is go back to your wife and try to work that out. That helps people, I think, understand what Baronelle Stutzman is doing. No, I don't know anybody who would say, too bad, Ed, your friend Billy has come to you. He's a customer. You have to participate in his wedding, whether you like it or not. And I say, no, what he's doing is wrong, and you're not going to drag me and my business into supporting it. And that's what Baronelle Stutzman did. And that's what's at stake here. Once the government can tell you, you must deny your faith if you want to stay in business, we've gone down a long way down the road towards a secular tyranny. Mm-hmm.
Some of this is going to clean itself up a little bit with the new administration. we've mentioned before that United States
Civil
Rights Commission has or under the Obama administration, categorically stated that when it comes to a conflict between religious belief and these non-discrimination laws, that religious belief will always lose.
Right.
But this is the courts, and it's going to take a long time just to for a new crop of judges, if you can even find them coming out of law school, to start turning around the culture, because they're lifetime appointments.
Well, and these are state laws too. These are, you know, New Mexico, the photographer, Oregon.
Friend in Colorado who's a baker and is facing the same thing. Alliance Defending Freedom is also representing him, and he served gay people all the time. Just didn't want to provide a cake for the wedding.
Yeah, this is why it's important who's on the court, too, as you mentioned, Ed, because this is a religious freedom case. And if you remember, Neil Gorsuch, the federal judge who's now a candidate put forth by President Trump to be on the United States Supreme Court, he ruled in the Hobby Lobby case. Yeah, he ruled right. in the Hobby Lobby case in favor of Hobby Lobby. And what he said was, and what the Supreme Court ultimately ruled on, was that Hobby Lobby had a right as a privately owned company, faith-based, to not have to give birth control.
Well, abortifacients.
Abortifacients, yeah. Abortion-inducing drugs, if that's the way you want to put it, to their employees as part of their health insurance plan. And the government tried to force them to, the Obama administration.
Right.
Tried to force Hobby Lobby to do that. That's how committed President Obama was to abortion on demand. Hold on just a minute, Steve. So Neil Gorsuch ruled on this, the federal judge, and he ruled in favor of Hobby Lobby. He said, no, the Green family have a right not to have to violate their conscience, their religious convictions. So this bodes well. Mm-hmm. Should this make it to the Supreme Court for a 5-4 decision, should Gorsuch be on there? I'm talking about Baronelle Stetsman's situation and others around the country here, if they make it to the Supreme Court. But you would have to make it to the Supreme Court. They would have to hear your case at first. But this should not be. You should not have a great-grandmother who has a privately owned florist shop driven out of business because her Christian convictions won't allow her to go participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony. That just should not be. And your scenario was great. Your analogy was great, Ed. Imagine this. You have a Jewish man who has a printing company. All right? He owns a printing company. And somebody walks in from they're going to have a rally, a KKK rally. All right? They've got a permit to have a KKK rally down on the city square or whatever anti-Semitic group you want to say.
Nazis,
whatever.
Yeah, Nazis, yeah.
They're going to have a neo-Nazi rally down on the... And they want to have this printing company print up posters announcing the time, place, and put the swastika on there. And the Jewish owner says, you know what, guys, I am not printing this for you. You're going to have to go somewhere else. This is highly offensive to me. I have a privately owned company, and I'm going to say no to your business. Well, what if some civil rights commission comes in or some... They'd go to court, and some judge or judges says, no, wait, Mr. Jewish printer, you must print these mm-hmm. because you're discriminating against these people based on their ideology, based on their beliefs. Would there be anybody in America who would say that Jewish printer, printing company only must print the T-shirts or the posters? Or whatever the case may be. Same thing, I mentioned the KKK. Let's say you had an African-American owner of a bakery, all right? And somebody wanted to come in and put a cake that says, whites rule on the cake, to celebrate. I don't know. I'm just giving you an example of what something that would be objectionable to the black bakery owner. And they would say, I can't make your cake celebrating white supremacy.
Right.
It's offensive to me. And then you would say, so a court would then have to come in and say, you know what, Mr. Black bakery owner or Mrs. Black bakery owner, you're going to have to do the white supremacy cake, or either we're going to fine you and drive you out of business. That's right.
That would never happen.
Yeah. So there you go. You're listening to Today's Issue. Steve Jordahl is going to talk in just a minute. Steve Jordahl. Walker, can you – Fred said he's putting this story on Baronell Stetsman on our Facebook – I mean, excuse me, on onenewsnow.com.
Yes, sir.
As the lead story. Can you also put it at our Today's Issues Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. And Steve, go ahead.
I have a couple thoughts. If I was the black bakery owner, right. I might misspell rule, put a D in front of it by mistake, so that it says white's drool. I don't know. The other thing is...
Or maybe forget to put the salt in the cake?
Something like that. Or I'd try to find a way to claim that he wasn't wearing shoes when he came in. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Well, that's discriminating against somebody.
Well, the thing we need to note here is that that private businesses should be able to choose who they provide services to, period. Because as you see with Ivanka right. Trump, Nordstrom has the right to not carry her shoes,
right.
her brand.
Right.
Nobody's saying, what if a court came in and told Nordstrom and Macy's
that
you must carry Ivanka's clothes, stuff.
The problem is that the legislatures in some states and the courts have set aside certain protected classes.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And homosexuality has been moved into the same class as race, for example. Yeah. We all know why those laws exist, because of Jim Crow laws that would not allow blacks to come into the diner or use the same bathrooms. That's why that this whole idea of protected class originated in the first place. And the problem is homosexuality, sexual orientation, and soon gender identity are going to be moved into that protected class. So the other side is going to argue, well, Nazis are not a protected class. I just think, with the exception of race, we should just get rid of these protected classes and go back to a private business gets to sell products to whomever they want. I guarantee if a baker started saying to people, what's your sexual orientation? You're gay. No cupcakes for you. They would go out of business because nobody would support that.
Right.
But the person who wants to only do weddings that are a part of their faith.
That's a sacred ceremony.
That's going to survive. Those businesses will stay in business.
You're asking someone to deny their basic religious convictions. We've always, in this country, had a great tradition of conscientious respect for people's conscience. Right. Even going to the draft or to war. Yeah. Huh? We have people who are allowed to conscientiously object. That's never been an issue, really, in this country. And now, the political left and the LGBT activists, they want people like this poor woman, Baronell Stetsman, in Washington to be driven out of business and maybe even lose her home, all because she says, listen, I'm not going to come and do your gay wedding. I think that's inappropriate for me as a Christian to participate. And the state of Washington has said, oh, yeah, you will. Baronell Stetsman, you will, or you will be fined and put out of business. Again, this is going to be appealed to the next level. This was a Washington Supreme Court ruling. We've just put this story on our Facebook page, Today's Issues. Go ahead, Steve.
The next level is the U.S. Supreme Court, and their job when they get one of these cases, either the Stetsman case or someone else, is going to be, Ed, to put the fences around a reasonable way to deal with this conflict between anti-discrimination statutes, which do have a place, I suppose, in keeping a civil society, and religious exemption. The one thing that I'm worried about just a little bit, and it's worth a question to Abe next time he's with us, is since Mr. Gorsuch ruled in, was it the Little Sisters of the Poor case?
Yes.
Does he have to recuse himself from that case or similar cases when they come? I don't think so, but...
Well, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't have to recuse herself from the Obergefell decision, which legalized same-sex marriage in this country, after she had performed same-sex marriages for a couple of friends, then Gorsuch doesn't have to recuse himself.
Yeah, I'd like to ask, just across the T's and dot the I's, I'd just like to ask Abe what the grounds are for mandatory recusal.
Well, he's right down the hall, Steve. Why don't you go in there and ask him?
Well, no, you don't have to recuse yourself because you've ruled on a similar case.
Right. I don't think so.
No, it's when you if you write
personally
it,
involved.
If you write it, your biography and you just bash an issue or criticize certain cases, then that case just like it comes up in front of you, then there's
yeah, you recuse yourself because you do not want to give the impression that you are biased or that you've already made up your mind on an issue that people are going to be arguing in front of you, which is why I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg should have recused herself. She was clearly in favor of same-sex marriage. That's why, as a judge, as a justice, she had performed somebody's wedding.
Right.
She believed it. She believed it was okay. It was moral and legal and all those things. But I don't think Gorsuch should have to recuse himself because this is simply cases of the same sort.
Right.
Legal reasoning would, yeah.
Let me ask you folks to remember Baronelle Stutzman in your prayers today and tonight. Her last name is spelled S-T-U-T-Z-M-A-N. Again, we, American Family Association, gave her an award for her bravery and her conviction at the Values Voters Summit a year ago, September or October, whenever it was. We had a chance to meet her and talk to her.
Right. Very nice.
Wonderful woman.
She spoke for a few minutes, too.
She did. She's just a great grandma florist from, she had this florist business for 30 years in a little small town, in Richland, Washington, minding her own business, never denied anybody flowers for any reason. She doesn't check people's sexual orientation when they come in her door. In her shop to buy whatever that she sold flowers to gay people for.
In fact, they were friends of hers.
So,
and if people are listening and saying, "Well, I thought you said she's only been fined $1,000. How could she lose her house?" Well, that's the fine coming from the state of Washington.
Right.
She has also been sued as an individual by the couple
right.
that she refused.
Right.
So this is a case that could completely destroy her. Not just her business was sued. She individually was sued by this couple.
We need to pray for her. This court case will now move on to the, I don't know exactly how it jumps from the Washington Supreme Court straight to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's the only option for
it. Well, I thought it might have to go to the federal appellate court.
Because it's not a federal case. The Supreme Court can rule in state cases after overrule after the U.S. Supreme Court on federal grounds.
Listen to Steve schooling me on civics right there. Wow, Steve, good job. Well, pray for Baronelle Stutzman. That's the main thing because she's going to need it. She's got to be, sort of burdened.
This has been hanging over her head for like 3 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, and this is an example of what's going on several other places around the country. We mentioned last hour about another situation. Now, this is why it's important that President Trump, it's going to take me a month or two. As I mentioned, it's like writing a new year on your checks. So pardon me for that misspeak. But
you had everybody scared there for a minute. Thought they maybe had been
reversing
dreaming this
back,
whole thing.
A bad dream. President Trump is going to have to get involved here and take a stand. His hands are going to be forced. I think on this one, he doesn't, as I mentioned earlier, in President Trump's mind, he doesn't want to be anti-LGBT, but he also doesn't want to be anti-Christian. And in today's world, you got to pick and choose almost who you're going to stand with. And thus far, he's sent messages as the president on this. We need to pray for him that he does the right thing and signs an executive order. Defending religious freedom, or go through the legislature, the Congress, and pass a rule, a law that he can sign, which will advance and protect religious liberties, like those of Baronelle Stutzman. Take care, everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.